This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tomorrow is Are You OK Day, and it's a powerful reminder to check in with the people around us. But this year, the message goes further. Don't wait for one day in September. Ask, listen, and connect any day, because those conversations can truly change lives. Well, joining me is Stephen Satua from Are You OK? Stephen leads their Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander campaign, Stronger Together. Stephen, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are You OK Day? It's tomorrow, but this year the message is to check in any day. Why is that so important?
Well, we really want to enforce this message that Are You OK Day doesn't need to happen just on one day of the year. Because we know that throughout, we're always going through something, right? And we really need to be looking out for one another, not just on the one day of the year. So that's what, even though we've got this massive National Day of Action, as we call it, and there's a sea of yellow and there's so much attention, but the core message is that any day is a day to ask that question.
In your experience, what are some of the unique pressures and challenges that are faced by LGBTIQ plus people when it comes to mental health?
Unfortunately, there's so many. Being a queer man myself, growing up in a regional town, feeling isolated, and I think a lot of young people are still experiencing that today, with homophobia and transphobia still existing in our society. Cost of living, that's just impacting everybody, I think, right across the country. But I think what I really love seeing is how well queer mob look after each other, one another, and really, we've got our chosen families, and that's something, there's such a strength and a resilience in that.
I know a lot of people want to reach out sometimes but say, I'm worried that I might say the wrong thing. What do you say to those who feel unsure about how to start the conversation?
Well, I'd really just remind people, we're not saying to go and ask someone that perhaps you don't know. We're really wanting to let you know that focus on your friends and family and the people in your world. So when you're focusing on the people that are in your world, you know them best. You can trust your gut. You know if something's a little bit off or a little bit amiss. Simply asking the question and listening to whatever they've got to say, you're not gonna mess it up. And I guarantee that person is gonna feel loved and supported by you just simply asking that question.
Now, you lead the Stronger Together campaign that focuses on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. How do cultural connections play a role in the work?
Oh, I think it's so important. And so many, I think, similarities to the queer community as well, where we need to listen to stories from our elders about things that have happened. And I think when we share stories about the struggles and the triumphs and the trials and tribulations that have happened to our communities, that's when we start to build up our resilience and get a sense of pride in how far we've come.
Just on that, if you're also being, I suppose, a big part of the community in terms of Sydney World Pride, big moments like that where visibility is so big, how does visibility and celebration, I suppose, help balance out the tough realities people might be facing privately?
Well, I think sometimes we get pigeonholed into talking about the deficit and the things that are really hard to go through and the challenges that we face. But there is so much joy, especially in the Black and queer spaces. There is so much to be celebrated, and you need that positivity in your life. You need that. You need the fun and the joyous to be able to get through those really tough moments. I think that, yeah, that's really, really important.
I'm speaking with Stephen Satour from Are You OK? about why checking in with LGBTIQ plus friends, family and colleagues matters, not just on Are You OK? Day, which is tomorrow, but any day. Now, Stephen, if someone says, you ask them and they says, look, you know what, actually I'm not okay, what are some practical next steps we can take in that moment? Bear in mind, you know, we're not counsellors.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We really, you don't, and we always talk about, you don't need to be an expert to have this conversation. My biggest piece of advice is just find a quiet space and just be able to listen. Because sometimes it's all you need to do. You don't need someone to problem solve for you. Sometimes you just need someone to listen and just really hear and see what you're going through. And sometimes that's all it takes. It's just someone listening, you vent, you get it out of your system, and you're able to pick yourself up and keep on moving. But also, if something, you know, it looks like maybe we do need a little bit extra support, and maybe we do need to look at, is there a doctor we might be able to see? Can we ring up and book an appointment with a counsellor or a psychologist? That's really valid as well. But really, when someone says, "Yeah, no, I'm not doing so hard," really making sure that you take them aside, you find their, you know, whatever the happy space might be going for a walk on the beach, in a park. I always encourage getting out into nature, you know, and really sort of, you know, putting your feet on the grass and having that just add to a little bit of grounding when you're having these kind of conversations.
Finally, Stephen, what's your message to someone listening right now who might feel like they're carrying a little bit too much on their own?
I would say someone is probably thinking about you right now, and you no doubt at some point someone's going to ask you that question. And if you are really struggling, I'd really encourage you just to be open and honest and have that chat with someone that's really close to you. It's not weak to speak, and there's people that love you and care about you and want to see the best for you. So just really be honest when someone asks you that are you okay question. And likewise, for someone their gut's telling them that something's happening for someone in their world, pick up the phone or go visit them and ask that question and listen to them.
Stephen, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you'd like to know more or find resources, you can head to ruok.org.au. And remember, if this chat has raised any concerns for you, please reach out Lifeline 131114 or QLife 1800 184 527. That was Stephen Satour from Are You OK?
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.